The series is part of a long-range plan that History Colorado has to document the history of music in Colorado, past and present. And there are a couple different arms of that initiative. And the series is one of those. And we really feel strongly, as a lot of people do in the state right now, that we've got a really vibrant local music scene. And so we are providing a venue to support musicians. It's a listening room venue, so it's more of an intimate place for musicians to meet their audiences and vice versa. And it's also a way for us to record those shows and get them into our archives so we can document that history.
Now, there's no shortage of music venues or opportunities to see live music in Denver. What makes it a little bit different being able to see it in a venue such as History Colorado?
It's a pretty unusual venue, first of all. The Tiny Library concerts all take place in our library and research center. So you're surrounded by books and documents and artifacts of history. It's a small space. We max out at 85 seats, and you're pretty much sitting at the feet of the performer. So you're literally up close and personal with them. And it's, like I said, it's a listening room venue. So it's can be a little bit intimidating, I think, sometimes for both the audience and the musicians, because it's pretty quiet in there. You don't have the noise of a basketball game in the background or bar noise. It's purely about the music. And having such a small audience surrounding you gives the musicians a chance to really fill that space in a way that they can't in other venues.
Is it also an opportunity for people who may not be exposed to this type of music, may not be into going to some of the live venues or bars or concert halls, to actually experience music that otherwise would not be kind of within their particular realm?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we have our age range for our audience is pretty broad. So we have everything from our traditional museum goers who sometimes tend to be in the over 60 age range and are probably more comfortable in a smaller, more intimate seated venue like that, to 20-somethings who are used to going to the High Dive or the Walnut Room to see a show, are used to having some bar noise around them. And so that's different for them, too. And so it's kind of this, like, unique little experience for both parties to be able to experience music in a different way. And then also come and see, they're just trusting us based on what the venue is like. They're trusting us to program good music, which we try to do. And so they're exposed to really different artists.
This is all ahead of an exhibit, a pretty major exhibit, looking at the history of music in Colorado from folk to rock. And that's going to start actually in a couple of years. Tell us about that and how the Tiny Library series is related to it.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this exhibit. We've been working on it now for a couple of years. It won't open until 2019, which seems a long way off to the outside world, but in the museum world, it's that's the lead time that we need. So we're looking at, in that exhibit, to document the history of popular music in Colorado, and in particular, this period from the mid-50s through the late 70s, early 80s, which was really a watershed time in Colorado's music history. It's the time in which Colorado becomes known for its musicians. It also becomes known as a really conducive place to come and make music. It becomes known for its music community. And so we're looking at everything from the folk revival in the 50s to early rock in Denver, to the scenes that grew up in Boulder around the rock scene there, to Caribou Ranch, to festivals like Telluride and the Rocky Mountain Bluegrass Festival, which is now known as Rocky Grass. It's a really pivotal time, and it also sets the scene for why we have such a vibrant music scene here today. We really wanted to give people the context for why Colorado musicians still come here looking for that community and why they stay. And so that's, the Tiny Library concerts are kind of that bridge between the past that we'll be looking at in the exhibit and the present.
Is there a way also to really get a handle on, say, social history in Colorado and taking a look at what was happening wider politically in the communities through the prism of music as well?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll definitely be exploring that in the exhibit. I mean, everything that was happening around the popular music scene during the time that I mentioned, it's tied into those culture shifts. You know, it's the rise of youth culture. It's the rise of the counterculture. It's the rise of protest music. It's all those underground scenes, the ways that younger people were trying to get their voices out in the late 50s through the 70s. Hippie culture is tied in with that too. The Back to the Landers is also tied into the music scene and all the music that came out of the communes during the 70s. So yeah, we'll be using music as a way to understand Colorado's social history during the mid 20th century.